An exploration vessel called the Nautilus uses hundreds of sonar sensors to create high-definition 3D maps of the ocean floor. It's now mapping an area 4,000 feet down, 7 kilometers wide, stretching from the Galapagos Islands to San Diego.
We uncovered this incredible canyon with what looks like a former riverbed, seamounts.
Rebecca Rutstein is the Philly artist aboard that ship.
Amazing to get this visualization continually, this like live feed of data that's showing us what's beneath us.
Rutstein has been given a small room aboard the ship to use as a studio, where she paints canvases inspired by those underwater maps. The founder of the Nautilus expedition, Dr. Robert Ballard, says humans have a better understanding of the surface of Mars than the ocean floor on Earth. He's the guy who discovered the wreck of the Titanic in 1985, and he says it's important to appeal to the imagination when presenting underwater data to the public.
Imagine standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon in pitch dark, and that's most of the underwater world. And what an artist is able to do is turn the lights on and show us what we can't see.
This particular artist is an abstract painter. Rutstein creates geometric patterns that mimic shifting tectonic plates, all on top of rough swirls of color.
For me, it's a metaphor for interpersonal relationships. We're talking about rifting and collision and erosion. You know, it started off as a metaphor, and I've sort of been riding this trajectory in my work.
The expedition posts its high-definition ocean maps online, free for anyone. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.